talking with Kyle Koresko, member of the Messiah Lutheran Church in Aledo, and they're getting set for another year of their community Christmas dinner. And I guess first up, let's just begin about the tradition and kind of what it has meant to the church. This goes way back, probably when you were just a little youngster within the church.
Yeah, actually, we have the same birthday. We're both 43 years old this year, so it's been going on a long time. We started originally back in 77, preparing stuff at the senior center and delivering it around. But for the last, well, in my memory, we've always been at the church preparing things in our kitchen and serving folks there and doing deliveries still. But yeah, we've been doing this for quite a while at Messiah Lutheran.
Have you been able to add up the outreach? That's a lot in 43 years. What do you think, or can you even put a number on it right now?
I really don't think you can, Jim. That would be kind of hard to quantify, but, you know, we do see people that are back every single year. That is something they mark on their calendar they look forward to doing. Obviously, something members of our church congregation enjoy doing. And all that kind of stuff. If we had to try and average out, you know, how many people would get served by it every year, you're probably looking at anywhere from 70 to 100 that come and or have meals delivered or something like that. So, I mean, it's a big program, but I can't tell you, you know, with any certainty the numbers or anything like that.
And in terms of the equation of how it works in terms of putting the meal together for, as you mentioned, averaging 70 to 100 people per year that you serve. How does that work?
Well, it's by donation in large part. Members of the church or members of the community donate food items or money that goes towards preparing the meal. And then on, obviously, some things need to start being prepared, like turkeys, like the day before and stuff. But yeah, people start making stuff the day before, delivering it a week ahead of time, and then that morning, it's busy. We start around 9 o'clock in the morning peeling potatoes, and it's nonstop until then. Deliveries go out around 12:30. The meal starts at 1, and after that's all done, of course, there's the cleanup and everything like that. So, I mean, our day doesn't usually end until around 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon. So it's a long day, no doubt, but it is a labor of love, and we enjoy doing it. If we didn't enjoy doing it, I don't think we would do it each year. So.
And explain then that there is, I think, limited delivery in the Aledo area for the homebound,
yeah,
or those people that can't get out and get
right.
to the site.
It would be nice to be able to take meals everywhere, but unfortunately, because of time constraints and the amount of help it would take, we have to confine it to the Aledo limits. But if anybody who would like a delivery made, all they have to do is call the church office, and we'll put you down, and we'll get that meal out to you. The same goes for anybody who would like to attend the meal in general. Just call the church office, 582-5261, and we'll get you down on the list, and we'll either deliver a meal to you or expect to see you there at the church that day.
And I guess to wrap up our conversation, I mean, 43 years, that is a tremendous run of doing this. That says a lot about the importance of this mission for, you know, multiple generations here that have bought in. What about, because it can't be the same people every year for 43 years. There's different people that have stepped up over the years, I'm sure.
Obviously, yeah. You know, a lot of the people who would have started the meal back 43 years ago are, of course, no longer with us. They've passed away. And so, of course, as years go by, other people need to step up. But I will say this, we always need help. It doesn't have to just be members of Messiah Lutheran who help out at this. We've had a large number of people from the community who have come and lend a hand on Christmas Day and the meal service and everything like that, and that is tremendously appreciated. While it is a Messiah Lutheran sponsored dinner, it really does take community involvement to make it work. whether it be from donations or just people coming to lend a hand. So, yes, while it is a Messiah Lutheran deal, it really is the community of Aledo and the area that really contributes to the overall success of the meal. And without them, it just would not succeed.